On Friday, there was a court case by Altona. All the people was there. The tenants was there. That is right. That is the way it must be. They must call the tenants to court to hear their side of story. Why didn't they pay? What happened? Where's the owners? And so they gave their story. But there was never a thing like that. Why didn't the tenants go to court? They gave their story. They didn't want to pay because the house... You must just go inside. Look how rotten is this house. Huh? They want money. Why do they want money? They want 1,000 rand a month. Yes, no. They connect waters together. Yes. They connect waters together from the neighbors. Huh? We went to court and we went to the civic center also. We had to make... I couldn't help, honestly. I went into a deep research. And you know who is still the owner of this house? The late Mr. Usman Hassan. He's still the owner. Because if you buy a house, like Mr. Robertson said, he's the owner of this house. If you buy a house, you must make clearance by the civic. By the council, you must, you got to have a clearance, am I right? Because you are selling your house to me. So you've got to clear your debts. How can you sell a house if you got debts? I went into a deed research and they showed me on paper, they gave me on black and white, he owes the council, city of Cape Town, 2.5 million rand for water. On black and white, I can show you the papers if you think I'm lying. I'm not lying. 2.5 million. So I want to know, how can they say Mr. Robertson is the owner of this house? Where's the papers?
As hy die een wat net nou gesterwe het.
Nee, Mr. Usman.
Mr. Usman.
Ja. Mr. Usman is die een van die huise. En die huis se naam is nog altyd.
Hy is nou oorlede.
Hy is nog steeds die eienaar, hy's rebel oorlede. Net sy seuns is die executors en Mr. Robertson is ook 'n executor, but he's not the owner. Because he still Mr. Like Mr. Usman Hassan still owes 2.5 million rand. To city of Cape Town for water and the steps. You've got to make a clearance at city of Cape Town. They are looking, the city of Cape Town are looking for Salim Hassan because he's the son of Mr. Hassan. Because he don't want to come pay his debts. So how can a new owner come and say, Mr. Robertson, say, I'm the owner of this house. Am I right?
Yeah.
You can't go buy a house. You can't even buy for cook. As any clearance is said.
But did the sons not inherit the house? The house?
Yes, they did inherit. Yes, they did inherit. There is, there was, by the masters of court, everything. They've got the letters of authority, everything. But they are the executors, but they are not the owners.
Because they can't transfer ownership until
they pay. That's right. Because they didn't pay.
So now why are they evicting you now?
They are evicting us because Mr. Robertson said he is the owner. I don't know how did it happen, but two judges refused eviction. But Mr. Desai, corruption, they were paid. And Vanessa Wood from the Tribunal Council, from the Tribunal, you know the Tribunal Council?
Yes, the Tribunal
Council, it's a people that must see that the people must stay in their houses. Yeah, yeah. Now she was paid by Mr. Robertson and the people was paid by Mr. Robertson, not to say anything. Mm. All of a sudden, Vanessa Wood is not...
Not saying anything.
Sy staan nie meer saam met die mense nie. Sy wil nie meer met die mense staan nie, maar sy die mense saak gehad. Tribunal. Sy die mense saak gehad. Ward counselor. Sy die mense saak gehad. Mm. All of a sudden, sy net uit. Sy worry van haar nie. Sy phone. Sy tel haar phone op hier. En die lawyer was ook gebetaal. Mr. Green. We had a lawyer in this case. He never took the papers to court. But he was paid. Hy het weggehaal. Want hy was betaal deur Robertson en Salim hulle. Om nie die papiere vorentoe te neem na die hof toe nie. Daarom het hulle voortgegaan met die eviction. Because nobody came forward.
So, wanneer was die eviction?
Die eviction was nou wanneer? Vrydag. Donderdag. Thursday. 12 o'clock they came. 2 o'clock they started.
En al die
alles, alles. Ons het ingetrek. Ons is goed ingedring. Ons wag vir die polisie om ons uit te kom sit.
Sheriff,
ja, al die Ranje. Ja. Die einde van die maand met al die ander mense uit. Die mense, this is a whole bribery thing. Honestly, Desai, Mr. Honorable Judge, Desai is corrupt. He is corrupt. How can he? Jare, hoe kan die man die ding laat hier gaan het? Sy mag die mense, Article 28 say, you can't put people out with their children involved. That is what Article 28 say, am I right? You can't evict people with their children involved. I want to know, where's justice? Where's government? Huh? For what? Why did we vote? Why did we vote? Where's the people?
Right.
Where's government now?
But who is taking the case forward? Anybody? Is anybody?
We took the case forward.
But is anyone following up or not?
Yes, the DA. The DA, because ek het gestem vir DA en hulle het van my gewys hulle kan dit doen. They brought blankets here. They brought Red Cross in.
When was this?
This was on Friday when we came from. We sit with the mayor. We did sit with the mayor. We had a meeting with the mayor.
What is she saying
now? She said they're gonna provide us with Wendy houses here in Peterborough. So we still, we must just wait. That's all.
So now have you tried like...
We sleep outside.
Have you tried like going back in after they evicted you?
Yes, we did put all our stuff back. We're waiting for the police to come and put us out again. Because when you are evicted, your date is over. You must go to court for another last brief of appeal. You must go to court. No, man, it's not right, man. You can't put people out on streets,
so
man.
So why is this stuff still in here? Won't you just move it back in?
Yes, we're gonna do it today. So they put burglar bars on the gates also, huh? So that we can't go in, but we're gonna take it off today and we're gonna put in our stuff in the houses.
How many nights have you been sleeping?
We are prepared to go to jail because of our children. And one thing that they must know, even Mr. Desai, who signed that eviction paper, nah? He must know that he also raised children. He also raised children. This is not about human. It's not about us. It's about the children.
It's about both of you.
It's about, but the children is the moan. The most important here.
How come you say that other people sleep inside now?
But other people say they sleep here over.
Yes, we sleep outside because, you know, we have to take it like this. If the people can see your Easter stuff outside. Now we sleep outside, we sacrifice. Okay. We sacrifice, but we put the old people that stay here for 50 years, we put them inside. How can they sleep outside? There's my room there. Children was born here, people grew up here.
Was there a problem with continuing to pay rent?
There wasn't a problem.
There wasn't a problem.
We the tenants just asked the new owner, like he said, so-called owner. We asked him, if you want your rent money, you say you're the new owner. How do we know? Show us the deed of sale that you are the new owner. Show us on black and white that you are the new owner. He couldn't produce it to us. He just said, you must pay me R1,000 a month. So what we ask is, now give us also, give us taps, give us water, give us electricity,
services.
Give us a, fix your houses and then we can pay. Am I right? You must go inside, the rats is running all around. You can't even sleep, right? Because the bath is no bath is. You know, one man died from falling down the broken stairs.
Really? God, there's two houses here. Down heaven's even electric. Now, how the people
the twins did shock here from electricity. They shock in the bath.
So, did you complain about that to the owner of the house?
Yes, yes.
So, what
many
did you
times? We are human beings, we don't have to tell them it over and over.
You can see it.
You want to rent a house to me? Make your house right. Then I will pay you. It's not my duty to make the house right. Is it my duty? It's your duty. You the owner, am I right? You are the owner, come fix your house. And then I will pay you.
And
be honest. And be honest. What does the owner do? You want to pay the, you want the rent money, and then all the people must give the one person must pay the rent in by the bank. Is that right? He's the owner. He must come collect his own money. Not one of the tenants. You want to use one of the tenants to come collect money. That all the tenants must give the money to one owner there. And then they don't even get receipts.
Sure.
They don't get the receipts.
Every month you must write your receipt, your rent money on a piece of paper that you must owe him.
But I say this was a whole bribery thing.
In the courts, you think?
Yes. Because Mr. Robertson is not the owner of this house.
Now, what is the relationship between Mr. Robertson and Mr. Salim?
They are, I don't know, but they
are.
Separate
thing.
I don't know, but Mr. Salim said he's the owner.
Did Mr. Salim sell the houses to Mr. Roberts or not?
The houses went to auction. I just told you before.
And Mr. Roberts wasn't the person that bought
Mr.
them.
Mr. Robertson said he bought the house on the auction.
So now
but
Salim,
if he bought the houses on the auction, that I still want to know.
How
can you buy a house on the auction and Salim and all the other executors are still then involved?
Yeah. And was Mr. Robertson the one that came to demand the 1,000 rand?
Right. It was Mr. Robertson that went to court for the eviction order.
Now, where does Mr. Robertson live?
I don't know. I don't know. All these children was born here. These big people, they were all born here. But on Article 20, honestly, on Article
20,
are you with me? Article 28, say, man.
Yeah.
You can't evict people where there is children involved. Tomorrow is school. What do you think? The children must go to school.
How many of these children go to school?
Chapel Street.
How many people go stay here?
110. 110 people.
And how many are living on the street and how many in the houses?
60 outside.
So there are about 50 people inside still. And is that because they've been evicted and they have refused to sleep on the street?
Exactly.
Okay. There's also this small kid that doesn't sleep outside.
Yes. I wish you can stay in it, then you can see how Red Cross is bringing the food for the children.
How do you get the use of the cooking stuff like that? And
we don't cook Red Cross. The DA, the mayor, did say they're going to provide food for the children and blankets.
They do it in
they
the way
do
you
it,
want
yes,
it.
Yes, they do it.
But one of the problems about the house.
They bring food and bread and stuff and everything. They bring breakfast, lunch and supper.
Okay.
That is what the DA do.
But do you have a proof that they're going to put walkies there, the side or like...
we're going to go again tomorrow to the DA's office.
Okay.
We've still got a meeting with him.
Yeah, we hope so. Like everything going to get fine for you.
It is still being owned by the owner of the flat.
2.5 million rand for water. And Mr. Usman Hassan. Late Mr. Usman Hassan. He's still the owner of these houses.
So his son doesn't claim anything?
His son do claim. They got the letters of authority, but they are only the executors. You see? They are only the executors, but they are not the owners.
So they didn't take any legal step?
No. They're not the owners.
Is this Mr. Robertson?
Mr. Robertson came here and said he's the owner of this house.
So what the judge did?
The judge went on with Mr. Robertson because he said he's the owner of the house. I don't know how did it happen. I don't know how did it happen that the judge, but two judges, Mr. Legrandsi, Justice Legrandsi, didn't take the eviction order because he said no. He said no to eviction two times in court.
And the mayor, when did he promise you that he's gonna...
It was on Friday.
This last Friday. He promised that he's gonna give you windy houses. Did he say that the windy house are going to build where they are going?
They said in pizza. But the lady went out and got upset. They're gonna provide us with window houses or a Kulenberg. Kulenberg, yes.
Kulenberg from here.